Television news images of the violent struggles to end apartheid in South Africa captured the attention of Americans in the 1980s. They also galvanized support for the U.S. anti-apartheid movement.
Challenging apartheid in South Africa became a logical next place to go.
Former U.S. Congressman Ron Dellums was one of the leaders of the movement. He worked to expose the plight of South Africa's blacks, along with the injustices carried out by the white minority government. Dellums introduced anti-apartheid legislation in Congress, banning trade and investment in South Africa, and also led many demonstrations in which ordinary people and many celebrities were arrested.
They went out there to put themselves on the line to say, look, if South Africans could be beaten and jailed, the least we could do is go out there and experience some discomfort ourselves and be one with our sisters and brothers in the struggle to liberate them.
Howard Dotson, director of the Howard University Library, remembers protesting with his son outside the South African consulate in Atlanta.
The anti-apartheid activities in the United States actually reverberated around the world, leading other people to develop their own demonstration activities. And that probably was as critical to the overthrow of apartheid as anything else that was going on.
Students also protested on university campuses, calling on schools and corporations to get rid of their investments in South Africa. Nelson Mandela's granddaughter, Tequeenie, says the U.S. anti-apartheid movement and others helped turn international opinion decisively against the apartheid regime.
My grandfather and the Walter Sisulus of this world really appreciated that, because they realized that without the support outside, they wouldn't have necessarily been successful in dismantling apartheid.
In 1986, Congress approved a law imposing tough U.S. economic sanctions against South Africa. President Ronald Reagan opposed the measure and vetoed it. But days later, lawmakers overrode his veto. Former Republican Senator Richard Lugar supported the sanctions.
This led the South African government, I believe, to reconsider its policies. Not immediately, but certainly under the dent of the difficult sanctions that were there. And it led to the freedom for Nelson Mandela.
Apartheid ended in 1994, and Nelson Mandela was elected South Africa's president. During a state visit to Washington, he thanked Americans for their support.
You have no idea how your involvement in the anti-apartheid struggle in our country actually help to facilitate the transformation.
Ron Dellum says the greatest reward of his anti-apartheid work came during a meeting with Mr. Mandela.
Because he looked at me sort of a double take and he said, Ronald Dellums, we have heard much of you. You gave us hope. You kept us alive. And he hugged me and I broke down and cried. I would never forget that moment as long as I live.
Dellum says there's no doubt the determination and sacrifice by so many in the U.S. anti-apartheid movement helped change the course of history in South Africa. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington. Where are my creator?